Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. It's December 6th, 2016. Well, interesting times, lots going on. Don't need me to tell you that, but what do the stars say? Where are things heading? We've got Arch Crawford back with us, CrawfordPerspectives.com. Been a while. Arch, welcome back.
Delighted to be here, sir.
As always. And hey, well, you've always had interesting things to say about where things are heading. What are the stars telling us now?
Well, the rapid shift that took place, everyone was saying that if Trump won, the markets would crash, and they did for 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah.
And after the numbers came in, the overnight trading Dow Jones futures were down a maximum 5%, which amounted to about 835 points. So we actually had a crash. That's like a little less than the flash crash back in May of 2010, but not by much. 835 points is still, but in 4 hours, that's a crash. So we had a crash, but it was brought back. And either the traders decided that Trump wouldn't be so bad, or they started buying the stocks of companies that might do well under his tenure, although nobody knows exactly what he'll do because he's given a lot of different statements that some of which contradict. But I think he's a clever poker player, and I think he'll do all right unless the powers that be just decide to totally crash things sometime during his tenure, which I think is highly likely. But if it doesn't happen by the middle of January, I don't think it'll happen until near the end of next year and into 2018. But I still have danger through December. Right now, one of the dangerous, weird things that happened is the first day of the month is up a tremendously large percentage of the times because it's new money coming into the market, and it's usually put into stocks or put into investments right away. December 1st this year, they did not go up. I think the Dow Jones was up, but all the other significant indices were negative, and that was a sort of a red flag. One of my friends in the business is talking about, I mentioned in the November letter that the speed of the increase in the New York Stock Exchange 52-week new lows might be developing a what's the omen about the you remember that name? A technical signal about rapidly advancing new lows and new highs on the same date, and that has occurred. And so we're in a very, very dangerous, we're getting sell signals. And one that I watch is the number of new lows occurring on the New York Stock Exchange, over 40 for 3 days in a row. The odd thing that happened before the November letter came out into October the 30th, the 29th, I think it was, there were 3 days where it was over 40, and it looked like a legitimate short-term sell signal. But then nothing works 100% of the time, or the person who knew about it would have all of the money.
That's right.
But what happened was that we got another one the last 3 days of last week. The new lows were over 40 for 3 days in a row again, and they were not any time in between. And the last one before the late October one was in February. And of course, we had that low on February 11th, so it was a little bit late, but came in at, during that period. So we had a good rally out of that. But again, we've been for 5 months pretty much sideways from the middle of July to a day or two after the election. The market was in a very, very tight range. As a matter of fact, it's the tightest range that we've had in the indexes in several decades. So it's we feel that that is because of the plunge protection team or the government or the Fed or all some combination of those, keeping a very, very tight rein on the market. And it makes it difficult in trading. And in the last 2 or 3 years, we've had the smartest guys in the rooms. The hedge fund guys have over half been losing money, which is very unusual. They're usually making hand over fist while everybody else is in doubt. But anyway, that's been going on. Now, the other thing is that we've had these rallies taking place, and the only major index that did not go along with it is the NDX 100, which is the 100 biggest stocks in the NASDAQ index, did not make a new high from the October high. The Dow Jones, the S&P did, the Wilshire 5000 did, and the only other one that didn't was the Dow Transportation Index, and it has yet to reaffirm the bull market, because you've had the high in the Dow Industrials, but not yet in the Dow Transportation Index. So the bull market is somewhat in doubt from that theory.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, the next biggest thing that happened in our markets is that we had the biggest down year in the long bonds and the biggest rally in, I think it's the fastest rally of 1% in the very short term federal funds rate and the 10-year since 2009. So there are all kinds of things that are of a disruptive nature that is not making it easy to say things are normal or things are calm or things are even sane. And now we have the Brexit vote in Italy this weekend. And some people said if that was a no vote, that markets would crash. But so far, they have not, even on news that the stability, the stable institutions of the world are not only in doubt, but they're sort of coming apart at the seams. So It's an interesting time frame.
Yeah. What are you seeing with the metals? They were going well for the year, and then past month and a half, they've been slammed.
Yes. Well, we had a long position on, and we kept raising the stop on it, and it got stopped out with a nice profit. We said in the newsletter, I think the October, it said that we would be uncomfortable holding above if it went below 1290. And of course, it did that and kept on going. So we were stopped out with a good profit. But the long term, we said we didn't think would be a big problem. Now, I said if it breaks the low of this past summer, that I would lighten up a bit more. But I'm still not dumping long-term positions, and I think you should always have enough to bribe the border guards.
Yeah.
Because I think our geopolitical situation is getting more unsettling than Americans are used to since World War II, I think.
Mm-hmm. So commodities, food, what do you see there?
Well, as long as these other countries, one of the real big problems right now with the gold is that India government came out and said, you know, if it was as if our country said, well, your $100 bills and your $50 bills are no longer currency, and you have 30 days to turn in all of yours and get smaller bills for them. That happened in India with their largest and second largest bills, which are actually quite low in dollar value, but they had this huge 1.2 billion people, many of whom are just barely making enough to eat and sleep out in the open. But so these people are in a world of hurt, and you have to stand in line for many hours to get a certain limited number of rupees per day. And it's like you have to get back in the line again shortly after to see to get the next day's. So anyway, that is the most, I think, violent act of government in the world right now, and the most dangerous. And it's like the next step from the from Cyprus, where they took the money of people who had money in the bank to bail out the bank. That was the first time. Now Greece, they're having pretty big troubles with the currencies. They're thinking about going back to their currency so they can print more money, but I don't think that's viable. But in any case, as long as these other countries are having currency problems, they're holding the dollar up pretty well, and the dollar has hit highs for several years in the last week or so.
Yeah.
So I'm not concerned so much about the dollar right now, though I am on the long term, because both the Arabs and the Asians are thinking about or talking about forming gold-backed currencies or partially gold-backed currencies. And I think if that happens, then the dollar could be toast, but not until that gets in the developing stage and the other currencies have finished declining in dollar terms anyway.
Well, interesting times ahead, that's for sure. So what would you be doing now to try to protect yourself here?
Good question. I would say keep enough silver for normal to buy food if you don't have gold is a little costly to trade for food, but silver is a cheaper objective, and everybody knows what it is, and everybody likes it. And silver actually is more oversold than the gold is. But I like them both, and I have some of both, and I don't have huge amounts of either. Other than that, if you have societal breakdown, you need a certain amount of food in your house, preferably some long-term food and water, and some method of protecting it from being ripped off.
Yeah, that's always a potential issue, isn't it?
Yes, but this instability is rising, and we're nowhere near the highest it's going to get, according to the stars.
So instability's on the rise, hey?
Yes, and it may cool down for a few months at some point, but it's going to go up for at least another couple of years.
For a couple of years, huh? So any particular thing that will trigger that will definitely make you know that that this is it?
I'm afraid that one day we wake up and things have changed dramatically, and you won't have you'll have hints of it developing, but we already have enough hints to do at least what the Floridians do when they're expecting a hurricane, at least.
Yeah, well, I'm one of them now. I'm a Floridian now, so I know what you're talking about. Yes.
Well, you know, they talk about global warming or climate change, but you haven't had a hurricane until one recently, didn't it? It wasn't a hurricane even when it hit, was it?
Well, it kind of missed us, yeah.
But it's been like 9 years since we've had a major hurricane hit.
Yes.
So that is not following the models.
Not at all. Yeah, so much for models.
Right. Well, the models are dependent on what you plug in as variables, and it's garbage in, garbage out.
Sure.
Same with computers.
Yeah, same deal. So beware, trouble times ahead, potentially. Just be prepared. And if it doesn't happen, then it doesn't happen. But if it does, you'll be happy that you were prepared. So
if it doesn't happen, great.
Yeah, we'll all be happy. So
yes.
Arch, how do we subscribe to you?
Well, you can go sign up on the website at www.crawfordperspectives.com, and that's a lot of letters to put in, so if you just Google Arch Crawford, it'll be the first or second one to come up. Or you can email us at crawfordperspectives@earthlink.net, or you can or Crawford Per, it was easier to remember, CrawfordPer@gmail.com. Or you can call the office at 520-577-1158.
All right. And as always, we will have a link in the show notes to this interview to Arch's website at financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Arch, it's always great talking to you. Always interesting and thought-provoking. And I guess we're just going to have to sit back and see what's going to happen next. So you be well. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Always interesting.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.